Wake up ECE and be inspired. Hi, this is Angelina again coming to you from my second podcast. I am here at Ivy Tech Community College in Central Indiana with a special guest and a mentor of mine, Mrs. Diane Smith. And so I'm going to turn it over to her and let her explain her position and what she does for Ivy Tech. So, Ms. Diane, how are you today?
I am fine, Angelina, and very happy to be here with you.
Well, thank you.
And I'm Diane Smith. I am a professor at Ivy Tech. I'm also the program chair. And I work at Ivy Tech Community College, and I've been here almost 18 years, very close to 18 years. I've been the program chair for about 7 years.
Okay, awesome. So why don't we get into your educational journey that led you to where you are today?
Okay, well, it's kind of a long journey, but I started out many years ago going to college to get a degree in secondary education. I thought I would want to teach English because I had wonderful English teachers in high school, but I ended up finding my husband,
and nice.
We got married. We actually worked as work-study students at the library and met there, and got married, and he graduated, so I quit, and we had our first child, and we moved from Kentucky to Ohio, and I stayed home with my children. I had the second one, and then we moved to northern Ohio, and my son went to kindergarten, so I said I need to go back and finish my degree. So I went to Ohio State at a branch campus in northern Ohio and finished in about 2.5 years and got my degree in elementary education.
Okay.
Then moved to Kentucky, got my first job teaching first grade. I taught first grade and second grade, and then I decided to go and teach seventh grade, which many people think is crazy, but I loved it. We had a brand new middle school and everything was new and fun, and I was there for 8 years.
Okay.
And my husband's job moved to Indiana, where we are today, and nobody wanted to hire me because I had a master's degree, and they wanted to start out with the youngins.
Yes, ma'am.
So I ended up, I taught 1 year in a private religious school here, and it didn't fit what I felt about teaching, and there were just a lot of conflicts, so I thought, what am I going to do? I want to be with children. So I saw KinderCare had a advertisement for a director in training. Hmm. So I went that direction, and I was with KinderCare about 1.5 years. I moved from several different centers to help them, mainly when there was a low teacher ratio and they needed people. So I ended up going up to Fisher's, which was a long way from where I lived, the end of town. But then while I was at Fisher's, my husband and I were driving around one day in our own neighborhood and saw where a brand new center was opening, and it was run by the Villages of Indiana.
Oh,
it was
yes.
Their first child care center called Children's Village, and I applied for the job there, and I got the job.
Nice.
Because I had a master's, so one time master's didn't help me, and the other time it did help me.
Okay.
So I started this brand new center, no children, just the equipment and hiring teachers, and I was there, and we got pretty, you know, people in every single age group in every room. We added rooms as we went, and the first year we gained 100 children, so
nice.
It went
very
well.
Nice.
I had a pretty good staff, but none of them had, only 2 of them had any early childhood background.
Okay.
As far as education. So I contacted Ivy Tech, and we started their CDA courses, so I thought I'll take them with them. So I would know what they were doing, and that made them happy that I would do that.
Yes, ma'am, I'm
and
sure.
Yes, they did. And it was surprising because I totally enjoyed it, and I realized I didn't know very much about early childhood because I was elementary, and they are 2 completely different worlds.
Yes, they
are.
And
how you teach and how you work with children, how you talk to children. So after I had been there about 1 year and a few months, Ivy Tech called me and said, we really need a new teacher. Would you be interested? And I said, yes, because I always wanted to get back in teaching, even though I love my center and my kiddos and my families. So I ended up being the dual credit, first time dual credit teacher at Wayne Township at Career Center 31.
Yes.
So I worked with students there with juniors and seniors in high school, as you're doing now.
Yes, I am.
And I was there for 4 years. I was still an Ivy Tech employee. I wasn't a Wayne Township employee. And then so at night, I might have a night class, and sometimes I held them at Ben Davis. And in the summer, I taught full-time downtown at Ivy Tech. So after about 4 years of that, I said, if we have room, can I go downtown?
Okay.
I wanted to get out of the dual credit. So I've been here ever since, and okay. we'll stay here till I retire, I'm sure,
yes, ma'am.
Which is a few more years to go from now. But that's my journey. Long, but you never know where you're going to end up. I always tell students, you never know. When we first moved here, we drove down Meridian, and I saw Ivy Tech Community College. Not knowing anything about it, I told my husband that would be a really neat place to work.
And look now.
And I've been here for many years. So yes, drove right by here, and here I am in this office. So we don't know where we're going to be end up. But everything I did led up to this, I believe.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I had to have a master's, and I wouldn't have, in most schools, I probably wouldn't have gotten that if I was in teaching. But it was required in Kentucky. You had to get it.
Well, your journey leads me to our next question,
okay,
which is, what do you like? What do you find that you like most about Ivy Tech? What do you like about working here?
I love their mission, and that is to touch lives and to change lives. I love the fact that we're open door most of the time, mm-hmm. that anybody can come. They have to, you know, take our testing and things, but you know, they don't have to write a. It's an open door, so anybody can come and try here at least. They may not make it. They may come and find out college is not for them, but we give them a chance. I think everybody here works very hard for the students. Students are definitely our number one priority.
Yes, ma'am.
It's why I'm here. I wouldn't be here this long if it wasn't for the students, because that's why I'm here exactly.
Yes, ma'am. And I'd like to share just a bit. Mrs. Smith happens to be, she was my teacher, my professor when I was here. Taking my associate's degree in early childhood mm-hmm. education, and I took her emerging literacy class and loved it, mm-hmm. loved it. And so Ivy Tech is where I wanted my journey to begin as far as getting my degrees. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm here, you know, obtaining my master's, and it's all thanks to the professors here at yeah. Ivy Tech. And so I just wanted to share that with
right.
the audience
right.
and make sure that they know how I am a true believer mm-hmm. in Ivy Tech mm-hmm. and everything that you all stand for. So what do you like most now then about your current position being the program chair? Because you've, you know, switched hats a little bit.
So now you're
the program chair. Mm-hmm. So what do you like most about what you do?
I think that I have a little more power than I would have had to help students. Okay. I know where to go now to find help. I know if they have trouble with the financial aid, I know who to go to at least find out where they're at, what is the next step. I have the ability to put students in classes. I have the ability to override things if I need to, if I know they really need things. I get to know them very well. We do have a new advising, which I don't see them quite as much as I used to because the advisors meet with them first and then they come to us. So I have missed seeing some students. The ones that have been here a while still come and just talk and, you know, that. But I just...
Good conversation with you.
Yes. Just to, you know, to kind of pick my brain about this, that, and the other. But
yes.
But I think what I like most is I have the ability to maybe help them go a little deeper in the college and know what to do to help them. And just for an example, recently we had a student and she was in my class and we got to where if you don't pay, they drop you from class. And she came to me and said, I'm going to have to leave your class. I don't want to. And I really wanted her to stay. I've known her for several years, and she's really good. And she goes, I just don't have the money. So we have a foundation that people in our program have put into for years. Like part of our, a little bit of our paycheck goes to that foundation. So I knew we had money. And I'd never asked for anything for a student before, but I asked if they could help her. And they did. And we
Amazing.
Got her back in class. She had a very small amount she had to pay, but she's back in class and she's doing very well, and I'm sticking to her like glue.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I went beyond where I usually do to help her, and I said, now we have to make this work so that other students down the road can get this help too. But I couldn't have done that if I didn't know that we had those funds and if I didn't know how to contact the people. Ivy Tech doesn't make it easy for you to know who's doing what sometimes.
Okay.
So you have to dig and you have to kind of ask and beg, but But I felt really good that we could help her, and I knew she really appreciated it, which really made it nice. So.
Yes, ma'am. So then you mentioned a little bit about something that may seem to be a little challenging, mm-hmm. like sometimes not being able to know where to go or who to contact to get some help. So do you have any other challenging aspects of your current job?
I think one of the most challenging things for me to work for my students is, and as you know, our students in the field don't make a lot of money.
Okay.
So there's always a challenge, you know, is this really worth coming to college? You know, I'm not going to make much more money when I go out, and just kind of passing on to them that the education they get is going to help them no matter where they go, but they definitely will understand more about children and how to treat children if they do come here. And I also go out to centers and I talk to, you know, teachers that are in the centers that are afraid to come. Some of our people that have been in child care for years and years and years are so afraid to come to college. Mm-hmm. They think they won't be able to handle it, the tests. And so I try to go out and talk to them occasionally, different centers, and just say, you know, you can do it, you can make it, and kind of be their cheerleader. The big challenge is we've had a lot of changes lately. We had a new president. There's a lot of changes. I see focus on different things. Focus is now on 8 weeks. Trying to get our classes 8 weeks, and for some of our students, that's going to be pretty hard.
Okay.
And not that we're going to compress a 16 into an 8 week, we have to change it, but still the fact that they've got to get it all done in 8 weeks. For some, it's wonderful, because some students, once they get to that, about the 9th week, they just start fading away, so at least that is going to be a positive thing. We'll see the results of it in about a year,
okay,
how that goes. But for some of our students, they really were afraid of that. I think that once they get going a little bit more, they'll be better with it.
Yes, ma'am.
But that is one of our new challenges. And always money, you know, funding here is, it depends on who comes. And, you know, where sometimes we push students that we really maybe don't want to come that semester. We kind of hound them, why are you not here? And, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing that, although I do make the calls like they ask me. But just a few challenges like that, and that's probably the way it is in every college right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we know they're having trouble with numbers, so.
Yes. And so I want to also let the audience know that there currently is a push called the Power to the Profession.
Right.
And so hoping that it makes a lot more headway nationally.
Yes.
Because then there'll be more of a definition for the early childhood professionals. Mm-hmm. And then with that, hopefully compensation that's regular and consistent,
yes,
with the degrees that we obtain in our field.
Right.
So you mentioned some of my next question, which happens to be, why do you feel it's important to make community partnerships? Like, I think that our program, for the audience to also know, at Crispus Attucks High School, which is a historic high school here in Indianapolis, we have just started a new teaching, learning, and leading academy, and we are partnered with Ivy Tech. So the courses that I teach and my partner teaches are dual credit for our students. And so I think it's a really great partnership, because when they graduate from high school, the goal in my course specifically is that they obtain their child development associate credential.
Right.
So why do you, as a program chair, feel that those community partnerships are necessary?
Well, I think because your students hopefully will come here. I think, you know, I come out to talk to your students and encourage them. You're going to be coming here for a field trip next week.
Yes.
And I think the world of early childhood is very small, and not small as children, which always is kind of a neat thing. But no matter where you go and you meet people in the field, you know them, they know somebody you know, and it's a very kind of small family of early childhood, but we all understand each other. And the more we get out into the community as Ivy Tech, the more chance I'm going to have to bring teachers here to continue their work. So I think that's very important. And not only that, we can just help each other. We can help each other with training and professional development and those things. So I think it's really important that we do connect. And I'm on several advisory boards for almost every high school that does dual credit. I'm on their board. I'm on the board of IUIC's professional development. I'm on a board for United Way, which I'm going to a meeting tonight. And it's strange because when I go to those meetings, I always know somebody, maybe somebody I've worked with before or somebody who's been in Teach, which is a wonderful program. Today I'm going to, they apply for grants from United Way to help their child care center.
Okay.
And the child care center they're helping today is the one that I set on the board to help hire their director.
Okay.
So now they're asking to expand. So it's kind of neat. I really want to go to see how things have gone there. And it's actually right up the street from here. And I would love to get students in there someday
okay.
as practicum students. But I just think it's a small world and we can just all help each other if we just reach out.
Yes, ma'am.
And be open-minded about what we can do.
Well, lastly, we've had some really good conversation. So lastly, I'd like for you to share your wonderful wisdom. What would be advice that you would give to a novice, someone just now entering the early childhood field? What advice would you give
to
them?
Are we saying that they're coming to Ivy Tech as new or just anyone?
In the field, anyone that's coming into the field of early childhood education.
Well, to be quite honest, I would tell them to make sure they know what they're doing.
Okay.
Make sure they know that, as one of my students says, this is a love field, not a money field. You come for the love of children.
Yes, ma'am.
That's got to always be in your mind and your heart, because it's not an easy. To me, and I've seen a lot of different jobs, and my family has had very different occupations, and this is definitely the most difficult one anyone could ever have.
Yes, ma'am.
Because not only are you dealing with those smallest children that sometimes you can't communicate with, but it's exhausting. I mean, when you go home at the end of the day, when you've worked with toddlers or three-year-olds or infants, you're very tired. You usually leave with a smile because you've loved what you've done. You know you've touched children's life. But I think that a novice needs to know that it's not an easy field.
Okay. So being honest up front.
But once you do it, you have a question?
I just have something to give to you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, no problem, honey.
I'm Shirley.
Thank you. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay, and I think our lunch has gotten lost. I'm going to have to call them.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I will in a few minutes. Okay. But I just feel that they need to know what they're doing. I think that they just got to accept the fact that I think also they're not always maybe going to be in the classroom. I think many students think all there is to do in early childhood is to be a teacher in a center or own your own center, and that it's just there's so much more to do.
Yes, ma'am, there is.
Even just coming to doing what you're doing what I'm doing today, working for Child Care Answers, working for anybody that touches children's lives, you could do those jobs. And I just think they have to realize that if they want to advance, they can do that. They'll have to do with the education. That's very important. I'm kind of silly about this maybe, but when a student comes in here and sits down for the first time, I almost always know before they leave the room if they're going to stay.
Okay.
There's just something about them, the way they talk about children, the things they may already know that they share. If I have a student who comes in and they're just kind of, oh, well, maybe I'll take this or I'll take that, I'm like, I'm not sure you're in the right place. Don't just tell me you have babysit in your life and that's why you want to work in the field. There's more to it.
Yes.
It's not babysitting, it's educating.
Yes, yes.
So,
thank you for that.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for that. And I hope that my audience, if there is anyone in the audience thinking about transferring over to our field, that you take her words of advice to heart. So what would you say then to those veteran teachers, those teachers that have been in and been in the trenches in the early childhood field? What advice would you give to them?
I think just make every day a new challenge. Every day when you walk into a classroom, if that's where you are, start that day new. Start it knowing that no matter what happens, you're touching lives every day. You're changing lives. You're not only changing their children's lives, you're changing their families' lives because of the impact that you have on them. I've seen that so many times where families have become better because of their child and their child care center and what that they've seen the teachers do there and the love they have for children. And I also, be quite honest, I would tell somebody who's been there a very long time and is tired of it to leave. Don't stay there stale. I feel that way about teachers in the regular classroom in the schools or in child care. If you're to the point where you don't want to go every day, find something else to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody else can come in and fill in your spot that has the enthusiasm and the vigor to do it. Children can read you like a book better than anybody. And if you come in there not enjoying being there, the children know that.
Yes,
and it affects their lives every single day. So know when it's time to leave. If you want to stay, make every day a new challenge. Never forget what you're doing every day. Every child is watching you. They know what you feel. They know what you say. They take that to heart. And sometimes in early childhood, the teacher is the most important part of their life because their home life may be a miserable mess.
Yes.
But they know when they go every day that that same teacher's there, which is a problem also in our field, to keep that same teacher, that they've got a safe place to go.
Yes, ma'am. That continuity of care is a concern.
It is.
In our field. And so... Mrs. Diane, thank you so very much
for
sitting with me and having a great conversation. And everyone that's listening, remember to wake up ECE and be inspired. Thank you.